It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I am excited to go over the information on, this is going to be an admittedly short podcast, because it's going to give you the information you need to know in order to make a wise choice when it comes to investing. And it's really what I would consider the question to ask, the number one question to ask. And most people don't ask this question. And most people, when it comes to the answer to this question, even if it's asked, the answer should not be what you think it should be. Hopefully I've got you in a little bit of, hopefully I've got a little air of mystery surrounding what I'm going to be talking about. I see this mistake happen a lot with investors, and what I'm going to be going over with you is that what you need to be doing to make sure you're asking the most important question you can ask anytime you get involved in any kind of investment. And that also includes any kind of, I'll just call it a venture, right? So maybe you want to get involved in a froyo business. Right? Maybe you want to get involved in a painting business. Maybe it's a real estate development. Maybe it's another kind of business. So it really has application to any place, person, thing at any time you plan on investing your money in. This question has application to all of that. That's the good news. Now here's the other thing. If you are at some point in time the person in charge of this, overseeing the venture, overseeing the investment, organizing it, starting it, you better be prepared for this question and you better be answering it correctly. Because the wrong answer will do you no good. And again, for most people that are in that position, they think the answer to this question is different than what it really needs to be. Okay, and really what bottom line should be. So let's go over this. Let's go over what you need to be understanding and knowing about this. But first, let's go over maybe one or two questions that get asked, but really aren't as important as many people think. Okay, so the first question is all about information and statistics and graphs and charts and numbers about the investment or venture, right? So the number one question is, let's see the financials. Let's see the projections. Let's see the numbers. And let's see the charts. Let's see the graphs. So the number one question I get with any apartment or commercial investment property I'm involved in is, hey, Darren, let's see the numbers. Let's see how they look. Let's see what the projections are. Let's see some charts on this investment historically. Let's see some charts and graphs on this investment projected maybe 5-10 years down the road. And by the way, wrong question to be asking. Now, let me clarify. Do you need to go into any kind of investment or venture, whatever you want to call it, informed, fully informed as possible? Hell yes. Does that require getting a good understanding, again, whether you're investing or organizing the investment or venture, good understanding of the numbers? Of course it does. So don't take what I'm saying now as if the numbers aren't important, because obviously they are. But there's far, far, far too much emphasis and trust and I guess really the correct term for this would be acceptance at face value of numbers and projections, okay? And so really, anytime you look at an investment or a venture and it's a 20-page, let's say, prospectus or offering on the investment or venture, if it's 20 pages and 18 of them are all numbers, that's like a red flag, okay? Why? Again, numbers are important, but it's not all about the numbers, because the majority of the time, the numbers aren't correct anyway. The majority of the time, the investment or venture does not work out like the numbers say it will. So a lot of us have trust in numbers, thinking, well, it's on black and white, and it's on a spreadsheet, or it's on a paper, and based on what I see, it should work out this way. That's rarely the case. Okay, rarely the case. So you don't want to get too bogged down into the numbers and put too much faith in numbers as the reason to get involved in the business or the venture, because the majority of the time, the numbers aren't going to turn out to be like you think they should. That's number one. And again, as qualifying it, numbers are important. You need to know what your return is going to be or what your cash flow is going to be and all those kinds of things. So that's important. So I'm not discounting it. All I'm saying is, probably in too long of a way, many people place too much trust that the numbers will turn out exactly as presented, and that is rarely the case. Okay, so when your question is, well, let me see the numbers, let me see your projections, let me see some track record, that's all good, and it's important, but it is not the main question to ask. It is one of the questions to ask, certainly. It's one of the things to do, no doubt about it, but it is not the question to ask. Okay, let's go over another question that is asked a lot that is not the number one question you need to be asking before you get involved with any kind of investment or venture. And that question is, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been involved in this? Once again, is this something you want to know? Yes. Is it something you should know? Yes. But years of experience, years of doing this, does not necessarily equate to years of experience. So let me give you a quick example. A friend of mine was going to be investing in a business. And originally he was told that the two people organizing the partnership to purchase the business and get things off the ground, he was told that combined between the two, they had about 35 years of experience in this field. So he felt pretty comfortable knowing he had a couple of people that on the surface had experience in the field and were ready, willing, and able to jump into this. And he was pretty comfortable with that. And I think on the surface anyway, most of us probably would be. You know, we're going to jump into bed, so to speak, with people that have 35 years of experience in the field. Yeah, that's probably not a bad thing. However, here's what he found out later. Both of these people had experience in the field, but they never had any experience running their own business with any kind of, shall we say, skin in the game. Okay? So, they were academically smart. They had experience in this field as an employee, but they had no experience. Even when they were young, you know, younger kids, even maybe in high school or maybe early years of college, of running their own business. So now how do you feel about that? Changes things a little bit, doesn't it? But most people, again, place that as an important question, and it is important. But it's really about experience with handling the day-to-day, having your wealth, your net worth, your reputation, all those things on the line. That's where the rubber meets the road here. Okay, so again, right question, but not the question. So I know I've kept you in suspense enough. What is the question you need to be asking? And this is going to surprise a lot of you, but it is the question you need to be asking. And the question is, have you ever lost any money? Have you ever lost any money in an investment or in a business venture? That's the question. And it should actually be one of the first questions that you ask. Okay. What do you think a satisfactory answer would be? Well, most people would tell you that the satisfactory answer would be, no, I've not lost any money in any of my ventures or any of my investments or any of my product launches, business launches, investment properties maybe I've purchased or investments I've been involved in, whatever it is. No, I've never lost any money. That is the wrong answer. That is the wrong answer. And a lot of people are surprised when I tell them that. Well, why wouldn't I want to invest with or on or join this person or persons who've not lost money before? Sounds logical, doesn't it? Well, the weird way investing works is, in order to be really, really good at it and have the necessary experience to make as much money as an investor as possible, is to actually have lost money. Because when you have your own money at risk and you lose your own money, you now have learned a very, very good lesson, and it's been a very, very good experience. Now, obviously, losing money is not a good experience. Nobody wants to do that. However, the wisdom gained and the knowledge that you get as an investor from having that happen allows you to bank that knowledge and become even a better investor in the future, knowing what mistakes have been made in the past, knowing what you've learned from the past. You now have a narrower focus of what does work, so you can concentrate more of your energy on what works. Okay. And a lot of people don't think about that. And by the way, like I said before, if you're starting your own business or you're getting involved in an investment that maybe you're sponsoring somehow, this is a question that you should be asked. And you better be able to answer it. And hopefully your answer is, yeah, I've lost money. So when people ask me, and I get this question, I don't get it as much as I should, by the way, but I do get it. When people ask me the question, I say, hell yes, I have. More than one time. We have had properties that have turned out terrific. We have had properties that have turned out to be failures. It happens. It does. And the good part of it, I mean, to my net worth, it wasn't good at the time. And to my cash flow, it wasn't good at the time. But the good news is now I know what kind of properties to avoid and concentrate on owning as a result of that. So there are certain classes of properties right now, and I'm speaking just for my personal investment experience, that I will not invest in, nor will I recommend any of my partners invest in. Because I know what I know, and how I know it is through loss of investment, loss of money. So when you have the kind of skin in the game that I'm talking about here, not only does it help in terms of doing everything that you can to make sure the investment turns out as good as it possibly can. In other words, if you sink with the ship, so to speak, you've got a lot more motivation. You've got a lot more, a hell of a lot more, as I said, skin in the game than someone that is sitting behind a desk on Wall Street, punching a keyboard on a computer, directing some kind of a mutual fund, who might have a little bit of their money invested in it, but not much. Okay. And so, again, the main question you need to be asking is, have you lost money? And you want the answer to be yes. Okay. And it's not a bad idea to ask, well, how did that happen? And what did you learn from it? Because any really, really good investor has had it happen, and they've learned from it, and they've grown from it, and it has made them a hell of a lot better than what they were before. You would be well advised to run away as fast as you can from anyone that says they have never lost money. They're either lying to you, or they don't even have close the amount of experience that you deserve to have to either get involved with them in an investment, in a business venture, whatever the case may be. Okay, so again, have you lost money? Find that out, get that answer, and again, you don't want the answer to be no. You want it to be Yes, I have. Okay. And so that's going to wrap up this week's podcast on what I consider the most important question that investors need to ask in any kind of investment, business, or transactional situation that they're involved in. Put this in your memory banks, keep it there, and make sure you use it when making decisions on your next investment. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. And I will look forward to speaking with you again next week. All right. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.